I am joined by Brian Lester of the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette. Brian, how are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad. Another busy week of sports coverage.
Absolutely. I mean, we are full on into it. So I want to give a shout out to some of the cross country teams. You have been writing some stories with Navarre and Pace's cross country groups. Who are some of the athletes who are showing out? I ran cross country, and I know that sport doesn't get nearly enough coverage as far as local coverage with football and all that other stuff. So who are some athletes with cross country who are showing out for Navarre and for Pace?
So, Gavin Anthony is the leader of that team on the boys team at Navarre. He's been running all 4 years, and he's trying to have his best year yet. For the girls, Marissa Turner, she's only a sophomore, but she's kind of come out of nowhere after she didn't run cross country last year. She was a track runner. She tried out cross country this year and is doing pretty well. Her and Lily Campbell are probably the top two girls at Navarre, and then Gavin Schulte at Pace. I mean, he's a big track guy in the middle distance and distance events and track, but he's having a good start to his season in cross country, and so I think both teams should have pretty good years, and we'll see how it all plays out. They just kind of got going a couple weeks ago, so a lot of season left for those teams.
Most definitely. I want to jump to UWF real quick as well. Dominant win over the weekend against Southwest Baptist, 49-10. We've learned a little bit about UWF, I think, over the first couple of weeks. Do you think it's a little bit too early to really gauge how good this team can be, just based on the fact that, I mean, yes, they've won two games and they've dominated both opponents, but those opponents are Southwest Baptist, who they defeated last year by a big margin, and also Warner, who they beat pretty big as well.
You know, I think they're certainly going to be a very good team. I feel like they're going to be a contender. You know, the first two opponents, obviously not the greatest opponents. I mean, Warner was an NAIA school. Southwest Baptist is Division II, but I think UWF has certainly shown the kind of team they can be on both sides of the ball. The defense is obviously playing great right now. Willie Jordan had an interception return for almost 100 yards, and I feel like this team is going to be a pretty good football team. You know, the real first test will come next week when they play Delta State and get Gulf South Conference action going. But, I think the Argos are going to be in that mix when it's all said and done, and it's going to be interesting to see how they handle Delta State, especially with that being the first Gulf South Conference opponent of the season.
Yeah, well, and speaking of college football, news coming out that Dante Wright is like, hey, guys, I'm going to enter the transfer portal. I'm redshirting, and then I've got 2 years of eligibility left. Is this a surprising move, do you think? Of course, they had just recently gone through a coaching change where Jay Norvell came in from Nevada. But, he might be the caliber of player, Brian, where maybe a team in the Sun Belt looks at him, or a team maybe even in the American or even the SEC, for all we know, could be looking at Dante Wright as a guy that can come in and contribute, and plus he can be a little bit closer to home.
Yeah, Dante, he was an All-American as a freshman at Colorado State, and, he dealt with some injuries, but when he's on the field, he's a very productive receiver, and, it didn't really surprise me too much he transferred. I felt like that was probably coming at some point because, Jay Norvell kind of went a different direction of who he's using at the receiver spot, and surprisingly, Dante isn't in that mix, which, makes no sense. I mean, Dante is a great receiver. You throw the ball up, he's going to find a way to make a play, and, it's unfortunate that, they're not using him within that offense, and, Dante obviously knows he can be a big-time player. He wants to go to the NFL someday, so I'm sure, like you said, Sun Belt, maybe a team looks at him, or maybe someone in the ACC around here, or even the SEC, Someone's going to get this guy and use him as a big weapon in their offense. And, I hope Dante finds the right fit for him and, just shows what he can do on the field every week.
Absolutely. And speaking of guys that have come out of the Navarre area who, of course, I mean, he was great last year. You look at Michael Carter with the Jets, no surprise that he contributed this week. He had, I think it was 17 touches for a total of 100 yards, both through the air receiving and also running. It seems to be a two running back tandem with he and Breece Hall, but Michael Carter is still one of the leaders of this team, and amidst the injury to Zach Wilson, it seems like they're going to ride Michael Carter a lot, and he's been able to show what he's got so far.
Yeah, Mike, you know, last year, you know, like you said, he had a great year, but, you know, when I talked to him in the offseason, he really wanted to kind of double his production this year because he feels like he can be a better player than he was a year ago, and obviously he's off to a great start with 100 yards of total offense in the first week. I think Michael's motivated. You know, there's a lot of hype around Breece Hall, you know, when the Jets drafted him. And obviously Michael's going to be a great teammate and support Breece and, you know, just be that good guy in the locker room. But I'm sure he's motivated. I'm sure that got to him a little bit, you know, that, you know, all the hype around Breece and, you know, hey, Michael Carter's still around. And, you know, Michael showed what he can do on the field when you put the ball in his hands. And I'm sure the Jets are going to continue to use him as much as they can because Michael has got to be a big part of that offense if the Jets are going to have a shot of being successful.
I want to jump to high school football as well here. Again, speaking with Brian Lester of the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette, hitting a whole lot of stuff, cross country and UWF and then FBS football in the NFL. But high school-wise, how impressive have this Pace football team been, Brian? I mean, they're 3-0. They just knocked off West Florida 42-14, a surprising large victory for them. I don't know if it comes as much of a surprise to you, but how impressive have that Pace team been so far?
You know, Pace, you know, beating Choctaw at the start of the year was big because Choctaw had a lot of hype. You know, in the West Florida game, I felt like it was going to be a big test for them. You know, I was surprised by the final score. You know, I mean, obviously I knew Pace was good, but could they be as good as, you know, good enough to, you know, blow out West Florida? That surprised me. I mean, you know, but Pace is obviously a legit football team. They probably were a little underrated coming into the season. But, you know, they've proven after last week that they're a team to be reckoned with. You know, I saw West Florida play Navarre in the kickoff classic, and they handled Navarre easily. So for Pace to go do what they did last week and, you know, beat them 42-14, that's a huge win for them and a big confidence boost. And they are going to be one of those teams in the mix of that district championship. It's definitely going to be a toss-up in how that district shapes out to be.
If you could pick one team that's been the most impressive and one team that's been the least impressive from the early few weeks of the high school football season, who would those teams be and why?
You know, I have to say right now, you know, Pace is probably the most impressive team at this moment. I mean, just because of what they've done, you know, getting that win over West Florida, they've got to be the most impressive team right now. Milton, I mean, I wouldn't say they're the least impressive team, but you know, they got a little slow out of the gate, but, you know, they played two good teams to start, and then they went and got the win against Washington. So I feel like that's going to be a big confidence boost for them going forward. And Milton has certainly got the talent to compete in that district, you know, along with Navarre and Gulf Breeze and Tate. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. But, you know, right now, Pace has to be the most surprising team as far as that area goes.
He's Brian Lester, sports reporter and writer for the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette. Brian, we appreciate what you do in covering the high school sports and UWF and the Wahoos and everything that you do. You have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you again here soon.
Hey, thanks a lot, Drew. Take care.